Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
On September 10th, when I heard the news that Charlie Kirk had been shot, the verse that immediately came into my heart was John 12:24. Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. When that verse came to me, my first thought was, I think Charlie Kirk is going to be with the Lord today, but his death will bear much fruit. We have learned since his passing that he was willing to give his life every day for others. Why? Because he wanted to see not only souls saved, but he had such a desire to see our nation saved. And not only was he willing to sacrifice himself every day for lost souls and for our nation, but he also was not afraid to die. He was warned the morning of his death that the place where they were gathering did not look safe, but he went forward anyway. He loved our nation. And he wanted to see America saved, and he also wanted to see souls saved. He gave his life for the cause of Christ, and we are beginning to see how his death is already bearing much fruit. A few hours before he was assassinated, his wife, Erica, posted on her social media account, Psalms 46:1. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Erica could never have imagined how within just hours that verse would be a message not only for her life, but also for a nation in mourning. Verse 2 of that same chapter says, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. This is a description of devastation, of calamity, of darkness. Yet in the midst of that situation, the psalmist is telling us that God is our refuge and a strength and a very present help in those times of trouble. The psalmist stated it as a fact, which means he had experienced the help of the Lord in times of trouble. And he ends that psalm by encouraging God's people to be still. To be still and to know that he is God. And the psalmist reminds us that God is with us. He's with us always. It is difficult to trust the Lord in times of trouble. And it is very difficult to be still when things seem to be falling apart around us. As God's children, we all choose how we respond in times of trouble. We always have one of two choices. We can either question God, maybe even murmur a little, maybe harden our hearts, which is what God's people did in the wilderness in times of trouble. Or we will choose to trust the Lord. We will choose to be still, knowing that He is Lord. And he is sitting on his throne, and he rules in the affairs of men, and he always chooses what is best for us. That brings rest to a soul during times of trouble. I believe that the choice that each one of us makes when trouble comes our way is determined by whether we are abiding under the shadow of God's wings, because it is in the secret place of prayer. Daily prayer, where we come to know the Lord. His presence is what gives us the strength to walk through days of trouble. He becomes a refuge for us. And in that place of secret communion with God in the prayer closet, we receive a vision for the eternal. In the light of his glory and grace, the things of this world grow strangely dim. When we are in that secret place of prayer every day, dwelling under his wings, we will have an inner joy when we walk through times of trouble. There will be an inner joy and inner peace, and a grace to be still even when we face seemingly insurmountable difficulties, because our eyes will be on the Lord. Our eyes will be on the eternal rather than on the things of this world. Charlie lived a life of surrender, of daily sacrifice, because he cared more about lost souls and our lost nation than earthly riches. His eyes were on the Lord. His eyes were on the one that satisfies the soul of man. His eyes were on the eternal. And because of it, he changed the world around him. And oh, what a reward he now has eternally. As God's people, we can live a life of surrender, a life of sacrifice every day for the cause of Christ, and change the world around us. We do not have to be famous like Charlie Kirk for that to happen. We can live a life of surrender and sacrifice every day by choosing to give ourselves to prayer and intercession for lost souls and for our nation. Many people throughout history changed the world around them through prayer and intercession. I want to give you some examples. Martin Luther had a deep prayer life, which sustained him through the Reformation, shaping the course of Western Christianity. Susanna Wesley had a prayer life. Every day, she prayed for her many children. And from those prayers, John and Charles Wesley were raised up to change the world around them. Their ministry sparked revival across England and America. Another example is of David Brainerd. He was a missionary to Native Americans. His journals of prayer and intercession inspired generations of missionaries. Corrie ten Boom was sustained by prayer during the Holocaust and later became a voice of reconciliation worldwide. Brother Andrew, known as God's Smuggler, had a life of prayer and had God's divine protection bringing Bibles into communist countries, encouraging persecuted believers. These are just a few examples of individuals who sacrifice and surrender their lives to the Lord through prayer and intercession and change the world around them. Today, many believers are giving their lives as martyrs for the cause of Christ. It is being said that in Nigeria alone, there have been around 100,000 Christians martyred. All over the world, believers are being martyred for their faith, for the cause of Christ. Here in the West, we may not be able to be martyred physically, but we can become martyrs for the cause of Christ. How? By sacrificing and surrendering our will every day. Dying to self by giving ourselves to prayer and intercession. For example, instead of watching a movie, we can instead go and spend time in the prayer closet, praying, interceding, instead of spending time on the internet, which is what maybe we want to do, but we can say, I'm going to die to self, and I'm going to go and I'm going to close myself into the prayer closet and spend time with the Lord. And I'm going to spend time praying for others. I'm going to spend time praying for my family, for my church, for my community. I'm going to spend time in intercession for my state, for my nation. That is giving ourselves, giving our life so that others can be saved. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, we are called to walk in Christ's footsteps. We know that Christ prayed, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He lived a daily life of surrender and sacrifice, and he changed the world. You can change the world around you by surrendering your life for the cause of Christ. You can change the world around you by sacrificing your time to pray and to intercede for others and for our nation. Your prayers can change your family. Your prayers can change your church. Your prayers can change your community. Your prayers can change your state and our nation. Do not let the powers of darkness make you believe that you cannot make a difference. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage everyone listening to this podcast to spend time in the prayer closet, moving God's heart. He promises that what you do in secret will be rewarded openly. And he also promises that those who diligently seek him will find him. Today, I hope that everyone listening to this podcast is hearing the Lord calling them, just like he called Isaiah when he said, "Who can I send?" And Isaiah's response was, "Lord, send me." From what I have heard, that was one of Charlie's favorite verses in the Bible. And his prayer was always, "Lord, send me." And I hope that everyone listening to this podcast will have that cry in their heart, "Lord, send me." May we as God's people be able to say every day, "Lord, by your grace, I will say, not my will, but thine be done." I want to finish with just a quick prayer. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would draw all of us, your people, into the prayer closet where we can commune with you, where we can hear the words of life, where the Spirit of the Lord can reveal truths to us, wonderful truths that will be a blessing to our walk with you, that we would be strengthened in our inner man in those times of prayer, that we would be filled with joy and peace so that when times of trouble come our way, we are able to lean upon you, we are able to trust you, we are able to be still, knowing that you are sitting upon your throne. Lord, I pray that everyone listening to this podcast would be able to find grace to follow in your footsteps, to truly say with all their heart, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." Lord, may we be able to be channels for you, so that the world around us can be changed. I ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.